Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hurdle hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
But the puck jumps over Couture's stick. Now he gets it back in the corner. Turns away from Fowler's check. Kane coming in to help out. Kane on the right boards. Nice pass back to the point. Erik Karlsson back skates. Waits. Stick handles. Backhands to the right. Now it's to Marleau. He scores. Karlsson to LeBanc. To Patrick Marleau. And Marleau bangs it home to put the Sharks on the board at 1:29 of the second.
Yeah, I think it just, you know, for whatever reason, we were not very good in all areas tonight. Starts with urgency and compete for me. You know, they won more battles, and it looked like they started on time. We didn't. And, it looked like all parts of the game, we didn't have our legs. We looked mentally tired. We looked physically tired. And, no matter what, we sort of try to adjust. And, you know, I thought we were going to get back in the game at 2-1, big power play goal. And then, the very next shift, they score they get a bounce on a goal, and now it's 3-1. So I thought that was our time in the game. If we were going to turn things around, it was going to be in those next four or five shifts after we made it 2-1. We didn't get a chance to do that. And, I thought they were the better team tonight, and you got to give it to them. Gibson played well. He had some chances, but, we weren't good enough for long enough stretches of time.
All right, guys, good morning. And what is happening? As we have been doing, we are going to start off with the standings this morning in the NHL Honda West Division. Your San Jose Sharks have played 38 games, 17 wins, 17 losses, 4 overtime losses, 38 points on the board. In sixth place, St. Louis, 16 wins, 16 losses, 6 overtime losses, 38 points. In fourth, Arizona, 5 points ahead of both your San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues, 19 wins, 15 losses, 5 overtime losses, 43 points overall, and 5 points ahead of them and 10 points ahead of the Sharks. Minnesota, 23 wins, 12 losses, 2 overtime losses, again, 48 points on the board. On Sunday and Monday, the 2 days off the Sharks had, the Coyotes got a 3-2 overtime win over the Ducks, and then they beat the Kings 5-2. So those 2 days where the Sharks were off were how Arizona turned a 1-point advantage into a 5-point advantage for them over San Jose. Now, rewinding back to last night for the San Jose Sharks, who do still have one game in hand on Arizona, the main problem for me that I saw last night was pretty much the exact same problem that I saw against Arizona a week and a half ago, and that was that the Sharks did not show up with the necessary level of intensity from the moment the puck hit the ice. And I don't know why that mentality is, and it's something that I think is kind of a carrier bleed over from what we saw earlier in the year with the Sharks, where they'd go up early in a game and then they would kind of collapse over the course of the rest of the game. There was like a sense that the work was already done and they didn't need to do that much more. I think that same thing was kind of presenting itself for the Sharks over the course of this game, and they showed up like they expected the Ducks just to kind of roll over and acquiesce to their will, and that wasn't what happened. I mean, this is the NHL. You've got to go, go, go every single night, and the Sharks didn't show up with that necessary compete for whatever reason. I mean, this was not a game that they could afford to lose. It was not a must-win game, but if you look at the schedule, you tell yourself in this stretch of 7 games, you need to win about 5 of them to stay in the hunt. Well, by losing this one, I think considering how tight things are going to be from here on out, they did themselves no favors. And Anaheim, much to their credit, they came out much more ready to go than the San Jose Sharks did. And the Sharks kind of expected the game to come to them, and they played a little bit more sitting back. They kind of just didn't contest every pass, didn't contest every shot as well as they had done over the course of the last couple of games. And listen, you have to lose at some point, right? I mean, you can't win every game, and I don't want to overreact to this one, but it's just a certain Like there's a Sharks team that shows up to win and you can tell it from the minute the game starts. And there's a Sharks team that shows up and you're not really sure what's going to happen. And over the course of this game, you go down 2-0 early and then you get that power play goal from Patty Marleau and you think that you're going to get yourself back into it. And that goal, by the way, that was a beautiful bit of hockey. That was unstoppable. And that was a couple plays of what the Ducks did last night where Martin Jones was not going to be able to do anything to stop. And I think that some people who are looking at this as a rollback night for Martin Jones after the recent excellence that he has shown, I'm not walking away from this thinking, yeah, this is on Martin Jones. I don't think the Sharks did anything in front of him to give him much help. And I thought it was just one of those nights where the Sharks looked like they were going to be in trouble. I mean, literally from the minute the game started, it was kind of like, uh-oh, this is the same team that showed up against Arizona. And for whatever reason, whether that was them, you know, just being a little bit flat, being a little bit tired, I don't know why it happened, but it's very easy to identify which Sharks team is on the ice. And now the question is going to be, are they able to bounce back against an LA Kings team that's had a couple of losses and is now going to be looking at the Sharks as the team that they need to beat? I mean, San Jose went into their house and handed them a couple of losses. I'm sure they are going to want to flip the narrative on that and do it to the Sharks in their house. But they're only 4 points back of San Jose, and there's nobody in that dressing room who's telling themselves that they feel it is over. They are going to play until they are mathematically eliminated, just like we would all expect the San Jose Sharks to do, and they're probably looking at these as do-or-die games. So the intensity has to be there from the absolute minute the puck hits the ice, and it wasn't for the San Jose Sharks last night. And they have to make sure that that does not happen against LA or else they'll find themselves in a very serious situation. It's one thing for the Sharks to be better than the Kings or better than Anaheim, but you can't expect the opposition to just come in and acknowledge that and play like it. They are going to do everything they can to win, and the Sharks have to be ready for that. And overall with the Sharks, it's this idea of the team all year long where you're taking positive steps, things are trending in the right direction, but you are going to get pulled back down. And every time reality or the regression to the mean starts to pull you back down, it's how the Sharks respond in those next few games. Are they able to respond to this adversity of a loss with a win, or are they going to go on a slide? And if they respond to it with a win, if they act like the loss is the complete aberration, like it's the abnormality here, and bounce back to winning, then you'll feel a lot better about this team. But if they follow it up with another consecutive loss against the Kings, you're going to start wondering if more of that quote-unquote regression to the mean is going to pull them back down to being a team that's not really in the hunt. Because if the Sharks play to their level right now, I think that has them in the hunt till the end and potentially making that and getting that final spot in the division to make the playoffs. But if they go on a slide here, I think that's more indicative of the fact that they played a little bit above their heads and that reality will pull them back down to earth. Either one is equally likely to happen because the Sharks have not been a consistently good team this year. And I'm not going to say they've been consistently bad per se, but they have not been able to sustain a high level of play. And yes, at one point this year, they've had a 4-game win streak, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's the ability to win 7 out of 8. It's the ability to string together many, many weeks of quality play. And that's what the Sharks are being asked to do right now over this course of 7 games where they've got, you know, 7 against LA and Anaheim. But again, this brings us back to the question right now of the San Jose Sharks. How are they going to respond to this adversity? And are they going to be able to bounce back quickly against LA? Head coach Bob Bugner.
I think so. I think that you saw last week, we weren't very happy with our games in Arizona. And, you know, and then we went on a little run. And then, you know, we're going to have to do the same thing now. We got LA coming back in town. We have a day rest. And that's probably the most disappointing thing for me is we had Sunday off and we had a light practice here yesterday. It was a chance for us to re-energize. And we didn't look very, you know, re-energized tonight. And so, you know, we'll get back at it. And we got a lot of guys that care in there. And, you know, this is just one of those nights. And unfortunately, it happened at home, and we're not gonna win every game all the way in for the rest of the season. We got to find a way to just get points next game and reset.
Yeah, that's the reality check, right? They are not going to be able to win every game out for the remainder of the season. That is impossible. I don't care how good you are, but he says they've got enough guys in there that care, and he thinks they're going to be able to bounce back. More on this from Tomáš Hertl.
I think so. I think we last couple of weeks, we played really good hockey, you know, and we're still right there, you know, in the hunting spot for the playoff. You know, it's for sure a tough night, you know, because we thought so, you know, everything come easy, you know, because it's Anaheim, you know, they have tough year, but, you know, they come can play harder than us. That's why they win. They won. But, you know, we have to just, we got another 2 days, you know, last before 18 games, you know, in the row. So we have to, you know, lose the mind and get ready because, you know, now we're playing every other day for the rest of the season. So we have to get ready and play every night, you know, because if we want to get to the playoff, we have to make it some points every night. You know, can be just one night, am I off? You know, we have to get back to the work. You know, it's one of the tough nights, but we're still there, but we have to play way better than this.
And I think it's important to note that Hurdle acknowledged that he thought that it was going to come easier, that the team thought it was going to come easy because it was Anaheim, but that they didn't play hard enough and that that was why Anaheim won. I mean, they, just as well as we all did, saw the lack of compete. And I think that you heard Brett Hedekin talking about it during the broadcast, that the Sharks were just watching Anaheim enter the zone with three guys at the line and just were getting spread out and were not doing enough to contest things in the neutral zone, and that every time Anaheim came on the attack, it seemed like they were just dealing with a lot of open ice. And I don't care how bad Anaheim has been up to this point of the season, but when you give a team that much space to work with, you're going to have problems. And that's exactly what happened for the San Jose Sharks. But now the real gut check moment for the Sharks is how they bounce back against LA, because LA will be playing with desperation with their season on the line, essentially, in these games against the Sharks. But at this point of the year, the Sharks essentially know who they are. And I think to hear Hurdle talk about the lack of compete and talk about things expecting the team expecting things to come easy, that's pretty indicative of the fact that they know what went wrong and that they know what they need to correct against LA. But it's one thing to know what you need to correct versus being able to correct it. And I think much to the Sharks' credit is that to fight themselves back into the playoff chase, they have been able to rectify their problems. And in the most recent losses against Arizona and against Anaheim, I'm not looking at a team where I'm saying, oh, there is just that much more talent on the ice for the opposition. I don't think Arizona is more talented than the Sharks. I think they outplayed San Jose in those two games. But in terms of talent, I don't think there's any great amount of talent on Arizona that's greater than what San Jose has. In terms of Anaheim, I don't think there is more talent in Anaheim, and I think that's obviously borne out by what we see in the standings and the way that Anaheim has played this year, but last night was not an issue of talent, rather an issue of compete. And I understand that's how it goes. Sometimes you're going to have all the energy and all the competitive fire that you need, and sometimes you are not. And I think that one of the interesting things was that because the Sharks had essentially been Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday for pretty much the entirety of the month of March, you do wonder if a little bit of a lack of that flow maybe interrupted their gameplay. Here's Bob Bugner.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the coach's room before I got out here. It seems that, you know, and it was the same thing last week when we went to Arizona. You know, we played on a Wednesday night, we flew it on a Thursday, and we decided to give them a rest and just meet at the plane and then fly to Arizona, and we were flat coming out there. Same thing, we had Sunday off, a Monday light practice, and we were a little bit flat tonight. And I think, you know, this team got in a rhythm of playing so much. You know, I think that when you get a little break in your schedule, you know, it should re-energize it, but our bodies didn't react that way. And, you know, regardless, tomorrow's going to be a day off. We've played a ton of hockey, and I think that, you know, let them stay away from a rink for the day and come back Thursday and have a good quick pace practice and get ready for LA again. I think that, you know, it's another team that's lost a few in a row. They're going to be hungry, especially after us taking two in their building. And so every week is a new week. And you know, if we can grab 4 out of 6 this week and try and win that first game against LA, then, you know, we'll be back on track. But it's just disappointing right now. I think a lot of guys knew how big the opportunity was here tonight. You know, there's no easy games in our schedule. It doesn't matter where, you know, teams are in the standings. Everybody's, you know, fighting. And it's just a little disappointing that we didn't have a better effort tonight. We did that to ourselves. That was self-inflicted.
I think the reality here is that Bob Bugner recognizes that this was of their own volition, in the sense that they didn't show up with the necessary energy. And like he alluded to, it was self-inflicted. And it's what I keep on coming back to, is the Sharks and their ability to react to what they just did. Are they going to bounce back? And I think that what we've seen from the Sharks this year in terms of growth indicates that they will be able to bounce back, but the ability to bounce back is not equal to actually bouncing back. And that's why this game coming up against LA on Friday night is going to be so huge in terms of what the Sharks have been able to do up to this point of the year, and what they've been building towards. Because if they do get this win, they are right back in the hunt. They have the ability to get things rolling once again. If they lose, then suddenly the whispers start again. Was it a mirage? Were the Sharks not really what they thought they were? Are they not really a team that's going to compete for the playoffs down the stretch? There's going to be a lot more doubt that is going to creep into people's minds, because that's a natural reaction. The Sharks, even as we view them, I'm sure they view themselves somewhat similarly in the locker room in terms of trying to figure out which is the real Sharks. Is it the team that gets the stellar play from Martin Jones? Is it the team that outcompetes the opposition, able to win four in a row, able to go into other people's house and beat them twice, you know, get sweeps of these series? Or is it the team that's up and down and up and down and up and down? Because the progress of the team is one that has been inconsistent, shown good play, but then knocked right back down. And there have been stretches where the Sharks have looked like they've been that much better. And I think the idea is you want those stretches. That's where the growth is happening. That's where you take those climbs in the right direction, two steps forward, but followed by a step back. And are they mentally capable of being able to overcome something that interrupts their flow, like an extra day off? More on this from Hurdle.
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, when you play like for a month, just every other day, you're so used to just keep playing, and now you got like 2 days without the game. But shouldn't be excuse, you know. We should like be actually energized. You know, we have one day, one practice, you know, we got now again, so we can't just come play on Friday like that, you know, because, you know, we got LA and they will get to back to us. We just beat them, you know, there in their building. So we have to for sure get it, you know, we got day off, so refresh. But Thursday, we have to come practice hard and be ready for again, you know, play every other day. But, you know, it's not an excuse, but, you know, this was just a bad game from us.
But now we get to wait and see until Friday night whether or not the Sharks are able to keep this at just one bad game. More on this after the break on Morning Tide.
Coors Light wants to help you catch a Sharks game from the best seats in the house. Just share a photo of your Sharks at-home game setup to sjsharks.com/homeice for a chance to win Coors Light Silver Seats tickets, Sharks gear, and more. Winners will be chosen weekly, so post a pic showing how you watch the Sharks to sjsharks.com/homeice today. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Must be 21 or older. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Moves off the check from Hurdle. Tosses to the Sharks line. Comtois, pass across the rink, blocked by Hurdle. He's got Fowler breaking in from the point. Fed in front, great save by Martin Jones on a one-time deflection right in front of a net by Sam Carrick. And we get pushing and shoving after the whistle, but that was a very dangerous scoring chance that Martin Jones had to give his absolute best to keep out of the net.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought, there was the missed coverage on the first goal, I don't know. I really, Jonesy's been playing well. He's still made some big saves tonight. I don't think we gave him much support. I thought that we didn't have it in long enough spurts. It was there for a shift or two, and you know, there was flashes of it, but we got away with some sloppy play last game, and tonight we didn't get away with it, and that's just the bottom line. I thought they were those are valuable points for us tonight, and we all knew that, and sometimes you think things might be easier, you put your guard down and there's no game easy. And we're certainly a team. We talked about this in between periods. We're not a team that can have three, four, five guys play, you know, ordinary. We need everybody going. We need our big guys going. And I don't think we had that tonight.
Ruzy and Boogie bringing us back here on a Wednesday morning on Morning Tide. I think with Jones last night, and I'm not trying to be a Jones apologist, but when I was watching that game, I was not significantly disturbed by his performance in any way, shape, or form. I was more upset about what the Sharks were doing in front of him, and they were not putting him in a good position. And I think that is just as important to what we see with the play of Martin Jones as there is individually with the play of Martin Jones. It is a team game. The last thing we focus on is Martin Jones, because he is the last stop between a goal and not a goal. But if you look at the way that things broke down before the puck got into the back of the net, especially on those early goals, there was not a lot that could happen. That first goal in particular, that was just a beautiful goal. The second one was a redirect, and there's not a lot that Martin Jones can do there. Then the third one, the puck gets loose. Martin Jones doesn't know where it is, and they're able to hammer it home. I mean, that's not Martin Jones failing on the night. But the other thing that I have to come back on is that you can't rely on Martin Jones to bail you out in every single game. And if I had one concern over the Sharks' four-game win streak, it was that Martin Jones was bailing them out too often, that Martin Jones was stepping up to be the hero and covering up the San Jose Sharks' failings over the course of that game. And you cannot expect Martin Jones to do that every night, just as you wouldn't expect any goalie to do that every night. It's got to be a team effort, right? And Martin Jones was able to cover up some of the mistakes for the Sharks. But when the fire wasn't there from the get-go for the Sharks and Martin Jones wasn't being put in the best of positions, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. And that's exactly what happened. Suddenly the Sharks are in a 2-0 hole. They fight their way back into it. They got a power play goal from Patty Marleau, but then Anaheim just had the answer time and time again, because Martin Jones was not being put in a good position. They were entering the zone with too much space, too much opportunity, and they executed. And I do think that we saw a little bit of that sloppiness on Saturday night against LA. And is this a continuation? Is that becoming a little bit more of something the Sharks need to be worried about? Here's Tomáš Hertl on some of that carryover from Saturday night into last night.
I don't know, you know, I don't know what happened, you know, we just come, you know, first especially 20 minutes, you know, we come play slow, you know, they've been all over us, they make a plays, and we just kind of waiting for what will happen, you know, it should be our building, you know, we should jump on them, make the plays, you know, and they should play with us, not with them, you know, and we got still a couple of chances, we should score, you know, I think our line, we got a couple of great chances, but wasn't going in, but, you know, it's for sure tough night, but we got two days just behind this, behind, like, doesn't even happen, and just look forward, because we need to play like we play, you know, last couple of weeks, not like this.
And this comes back to which Sharks team is showing up. I mean, there are a couple versions of the Sharks we've seen this year. There's the team that is hot out of the gates, but then doesn't have the ability to hold on and gets a little sloppy on defense. There is the team that is much more reserved on defense, but is not able to generate the same offensive opportunities. And there's the team that's been able to do that with a little bit more of a balance, that is a little bit just more heavily competitive right out of the gates, but doesn't seem like they're blowing themselves out, A, and also seems like they are positioning themselves to win over the course of the game, where it feels like they are taking control of the pace of the game, where they are dictating possession, where the opposition is responding to them. And that was not what happened last night. Anaheim was dictating the pace of the game. They were dictating where the game was going to go, and the Sharks were responding. The Sharks are not as good as a reactionary team as they are a dictating team. But one of the more frustrating aspects of last night is that you're down 2-0. Patty Marleau gets a beautiful power play goal, and you feel like momentum could start to shift, that that's the Sharks' point to get back into the game, but it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Hurdle.
I don't know. It was just the same old game. You know, we try and make a play through neutral zone. You know, we turn the puck and they go other way, you know, and I think it was just all game like that, you know, and I think they just play harder than us, you know, we've been just waiting for easy plays, you know, because we thought, so, you know, it's Anaheim and it'll be everything easy for us, you know, because we play four games in a row, but, you know, they just can't play harder, you know, so we couldn't fire our, you know, just game, because I think we try just play too nice, you know, and it's probably not our game. In the last couple of games, we just play really hard, and that's why we've been scoring winning games, so we have to get back to it.
And you have to wonder if this now has been hammered home after the two losses against Arizona and last night the loss against the Ducks, where the Sharks did not show up with the necessary compete or the fire or whatever you want to call it. But it seems like it's two very different examples of the exact same type of loss, where against Arizona and against Anaheim, the Sharks didn't have that fire from the start of the game. And like I said, we've seen a version of the Sharks that blows themselves out early in the game and they don't have the ability to compete after taking those early leads. But are they going to be able to find that necessary compete and balance again after one consecutive game? Because you don't want them to blow themselves out in the opening, you know, 20 minutes against LA, or hell, even the opening 10 minutes, because you can do that. You can burn yourself out. You have to be able to control and dictate the game. And like we've heard Hertl allude to, and I think Bob Bugner did as well, is that they just kind of let the game come to them. They let Anaheim be the team that dictated what was happening on the night. Hertl indicated that he thought the team played like Anaheim was going to go down easy. Bob Bugner didn't say that, but he also said his team did not lack the necessary compete over the course of the game. So is the lesson learned? Patty Marleau.
On that win streak, we proved to ourselves how we have to play. So we need to get back to, you know, playing hard, winning 50-50 battles, and, you know, playing for each other, bringing that intensity. And I think that's why we went on that roll there. And then we were lacking that tonight. So just need to get back to what we were successful at.
And that's one of the dangerous things, right? When everybody can see exactly what went wrong. It seems that across the board, everyone is identifying the fact that the team did not have the necessary fire, the necessary intensity, as Patty Marleau said, to earn that win against Anaheim. Can they rectify that after a couple games off? Can they bring that necessary intensity against LA? You would like to think that they would be able to do it. But again, this comes back to what we've seen from the Sharks over the course of the year. It has been overall a trend of progress, but how much have they been pulled back down before they can take those steps in the right direction? And this is where team leadership shows up big time. This is where the coaching staff shows up big time. This is where everyone has to make it clear across the board that they identify the lack of intensity as a real issue in these losses. But you also can't just indicate that everything will be cleaned up if you play with the necessary intensity. It's got to be both, right? You got to be systematically correct. You've got to take care of your assignments. You've got to execute, and you have to do all these things while playing with the necessary intensity. You can't put it all on Martin Jones to cover up for the mistakes that you're making, or you can't expect to get heroic performances from an Erik Karlsson where he's coming through with two goals in a game and another one in a shootout, you know, thriller. You can't expect hero hockey to happen all the time. It's nice when guys do step up and are playing the role of the hero. You love it when Martin Jones steps into that role. You love it when Erik Karlsson steps into that role. You love it when guys have big nights. However, you need to save those heroic moments for the moments that require them the most. The rest of the time, you've got to put yourself in that opportunity to win, or else you're just going to put yourself in positions where you are relying on someone to just play above their head. Not that you don't love those performances, but I will say it is not the most reliable way to go about getting a win. You have to execute across the board. You have to make sure you are getting a team-wide commitment to that intensity, to the system, to execution, and giving yourself an opportunity to win. There are now 13 games before the end of April. Over the next four games, it's two home against LA, two home against Anaheim. Then you go out onto the road and you take on Minnesota. Then it's two more on the road against Vegas. Then you're home against Vegas, home against Minnesota, home against Arizona for two, and then back out on the road for Colorado. And I should point out that that game against Colorado at the end of the month is the first of four consecutive games against the Avs before they have two final games of the year, Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th, against Arizona to finish up the season, and that might be where the season is decided in those final two games against the Coyotes. But if we are being realistic, you have to take three out of four against the Kings and Anaheim in these next four games. Then you have to split in Minnesota. Then you have to split in Vegas. Then you're back home on the 23rd and the 24th, a Friday nighter against Vegas, a Saturday night against Minnesota. Win the game against Minnesota because Vegas is going to be a bear. Then you're hosting Arizona for two. Got to win both of those games, right? Because then you're going into a four-game set with Colorado to take you into May, and then you've got two at the end against Arizona. The good news is the final two games of that four-game consecutive set against Colorado are in San Jose, and you finish the season at home with those two against the Coyotes. And the hope is that you don't look back at a game like last night as a missed opportunity in terms of the long term. In the short term, God, yes, of course it was a missed opportunity. You're better than Anaheim. You should beat them. However, there's a lot of hockey left to be played, and the schedule is relatively favorable for what the Sharks are trying to do. But is this team going to be able to bring the necessary fire? Are they going to be able to avoid that regression to the mean, or is it going to continue to be steps forward in the right direction? I mean, this is what you love about the way a season plays out, because the way that things were going for a bit there, you didn't think that when we got to the start of April, you were going to be looking long-term over the course of the season. We've got a month and a day, right, to where things are going to be figured out on the 8th of May. But we're looking at the schedule, we're looking at the standings, we're looking at everything, and the Sharks having given themselves the opportunity to be in a position to where they are competing for that final playoff spot. And I really do think it's going to come down to those final four home games, two against Colorado, two against Arizona. You know Colorado is going to be battling for their seeding. You know Arizona is going to be battling for that fourth spot with the San Jose Sharks. I mean, I don't know what the Blues are going to do. I don't know how Minnesota is going to respond over the end of this year, how much they're going to, you know, return and come back to earth. The point is, is there's a lot that can happen, but you do feel like the Sharks are relatively in control of their destiny, having identified what one of the big time problems is as of late. Either they show up the minute the game starts with that necessary intensity, or they lose. I mean, if we look at the three most recent losses, they all have a very similar blueprint. The Sharks came out of the gate flat, got behind early, didn't have the right response, and ended up with an L. We can go schematics and X's and O's and details to the end of the earth, but the most glaring problem for the Sharks last night and in those two losses against Arizona was the fact that the team did not have the necessary intensity right out of the gate. That's the start, that's the end. And that's the number one thing the Sharks are going to be tasked with against LA on Friday night. Be ready when the puck drops. All right, that wraps it up for this edition of Morning Tide. I will see you all on Saturday morning after game one against the Kings. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.